expandables or fixed broadheads. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Edwin Harpole's a lifetime hunter first and an outfitter second. He owns Extreme Hunts in Pike County, Illinois, and does a tremendous amount of bow hunting for whitetails. And so do his clients. But a lot of times, there's a question mark that comes up before his hunters head for their tree stands, where they're looking for beautiful whitetail bucks.
Edwin, there's a little bit of a controversy on broadheads, and I want you to discuss that.
Well, we get asked a lot when the guys come in if we allow expandables or fixed broadheads and which are best and that type of thing. And I actually shoot an expandable broadhead. I think they're a good tool. You've just got to place the correct placement on the deer with either one you shoot. The proper broadhead is the proper place broadhead. Expandables, most of them do a great job. If you pull back out of the anything in the front shoulder area, you cannot penetrate the front shoulder area with most expandables. A fixed head will go through the front shoulder area, but if you get back behind that, the expandables will do more damage internally to the deer. So you'll probably have the deer will run for less distance that way, but you do have to have proper placement. It's not the broadhead itself, it's the placement.
I think I'm hearing you say that they both have positive features.
That's correct, and they both do a good job if they're placed in the proper place. And that's what it all boils down to, whether it's a muzzleloader or a shotgun or a broadhead, it's shot placement.
Absolutely, no doubt, and that's why it is so important to practice. When you're finished practicing, practice some more.
Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.